I hope your day is full of playing cards and poker chips and dice. You gotta have dice and slot machines and what are those like bitches that have those like flamingo things that are like in Vegas? Do you know what I'm talking about? Showgirls. You gotta have showgirls. You can't have Vegas without the showgirls, sweetie. Guys, it's a new episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only Josh Potter. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah socks. Oh yeah. Look down at your feet right now. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, you're dirty, and you should be. Cover your toes. You know, but do it in style. Shop ohyeah.com. That's 3OHYEAH.com. Discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10. So now I'm going to draw some attention to the Oh Yeah website. Let's see what they have going on here. Okay. They have a pair of In-N-Out socks that I heavily fucks with. They say, that's what he said. In-N-Out, that's what he said, socks. Why would you not want those? They have Los Angeles socks. They got Montana socks. They got ice cream socks. They have beer socks. They have core socks and it says, course I love you. They have pirate socks that are, with rats. They have, saddle up socks, giddy up socks, blueberry socks, white fox squirrel socks, morning blob vibe socks. Let's sail Bob Ross socks. Let's fight plush socks. You goat this sucks. Socks. You goat this? All right. San Francisco, Frida, hug it out. Let's bake. I'm reading, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I heard they have good slippers. Can we click on the slippers? Let's see what's going on in the slipper department. Slippers make really good gifts. Okay. The fuzzy fox slippers, those fuck. The good kitty slippers, the raccoon slippers. I mean, what a great gift. And you get a discount. Discount code Sarah10, S-A-R-A-10 at ohyeah.com. Buy some fuzzy slippers. Look at those penguins and party hats. I mean, if that doesn't make you happy, there's no hope. If looking down at your toes and seeing penguins and party hats doesn't make you happy, you're fucking dead inside. All right, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Josh Potter. But also, October 8th, Potter and I have a show at the Nightcap. Come out. It's the Post-it show. It's so fun. The lineup is stacked. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank. Also, This Bitch and Friend show, November 26th at the Comedy Store. All right, let's get into it. Here it is.
You count it down. That's interesting.
That always we do things a little different here on mommy, I do soccer office.
Because this makes it sound like there's a deadline, whereas the other way it's just, well, we're at this time. This makes me feel like I'm in a hockey game and I'm like, the last 2 minutes I got to score a goal.
This is very loose.
I know, but just the nature of a countdown clock.
Is the clock giving you anxiety, Mr. Roach?
No, it's not giving me anxiety.
We can have the clock removed if my guess, if it would make you feel more comfortable.
It gives hockey game.
Well, as a future down, puck bunny.
Down one. Oh, yeah?
No.
Oh, I get excited every time you tease that you're dating
a hockey player.
I'm like, is it Trevor Zegras?
He's always like, any athletes? I'm like, that's not really my type.
Yeah, that's true.
I like a gay man. Like, if he has got bracelets and a necklace, I'm there.
That's true. You like a man with accessories.
I like a man with accessories, so like, I don't really think many hockey players have those.
You'd be surprised, though. They also, personality-wise, run the gamut. I'm not sure all of them are the type that you think that they are, but
no
Taylor
two hockey
Swift,
players are alike.
Well, they are. There's
like vaginas.
They blend, you know? I mean, there's personalities. But like Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce.
I've seen this hype.
So I'm saying before Travis Kelce, she was dating Matt Healy.
Oh, yeah. Life is long.
I feel like she's both a Kim and a Sarah.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
She's dating a man and also a boy, like a gay-ish
man. Yeah, she's dating
kind
of like this, like, I'm not trying to say Kim isn't here to defend herself. She's dating kind of like this corny drip who's like an athlete, though. Definitely.
That's kind of Kim's vibes.
Well, this Travis Kelce probably plows Taylor Swift to levels in which I can't ever fathom as a non-athlete. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Athlete dick probably hits different. Or
he might be out and be like, let's fucking go, like every 2 seconds. But at the same time, he's bringing the dick. Now, the person she dated before, Matt Healy, very much up your alley.
Bye.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a little bi.
I guess. He was kissing dudes. I think he's just like on drugs and rock and roll. Yeah. He's bi like a girl's bi, probably. Like, he's the one guy that I would go, he's bi for the like clicks.
Yeah, he is.
You know?
Not bi for attention. Guys.
But he's like a stringy haired man and a.
I was going to like officially intro you.
I'm sorry.
But then I took us out of the conversation.
I was continuing. I remember where we left off because I think I'm right. You know who Matt Healy is?
Yeah, Matt Healy. Okay, he's from that band 1975.
Which I confused with a band called Death From Above 1979. And Death From Above 1979 is way cooler band for the record.
I like the 1975 band.
I know, but they're like Coldplay.
They're not.
They're like in my spectrum,
and
they
what's wrong
fall
with
in the
Coldplay?
I knew that's where the next question was gonna go, but that's it's not that I'm saying anything pejorative about Coldplay. I'm
it
saying
like
that,
it though the
I'm
way
just
you said
that's
it
where
I
it
know
is.
But they're like Coldplay, like you
I
said
did,
it like
I
it was a slur
that. I did say that and I feel bad now, but that's just where they fall in their rainbow.
Coldplay.
Yes. Apologies to the Coldplay's heads out there, but I put them in that same area and it doesn't scratch my itch necessarily when it comes
to music.
Yeah.
Guys, it's a fresh episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Josh Potter.
I just did my podcast, so I'm like still going.
Yeah, no, I know. I did something, but it was not really organic the way I did that, but it happened.
What's that?
The intro, after we were already kind of started the pod.
Well, no, you're a professional, so you had to put it in there somewhere.
I had to intro you.
Yes.
So we're here.
I'm Josh.
This and I'm Sarah.
Merch.
Oh, yeah. The merch is looking great.
It's like a Miller Lite thing. So.
Where can people find that?
JoshPotterMerch.com.
It's so cool. Just, who made it for you?
This dude named Garrett, who lives in Buffalo, who's like awesome. He's made me a bunch of cool designs, actually.
I'm going to need one. I like how there's all the little roaches on the side,
yeah,
too.
The barley is roaches, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sick
and this
design.
And this is a weed plant.
Ooh, came out good.
Yeah.
Get your roach merch, people.
Yes. I wanted to wear like a denim jacket over it and really look like a out of a Bruce Springsteen movie or something.
Or yes, film, with a denim jacket video. That is giving Bruce.
Yeah, you know, I think it'll look good with that kind of thing. I'm going to get a bunch, give one to you, give it so you girls can do some fun, cut them up or whatever they do.
We can slut them up.
Slut them up, make them girl dinner.
We're going to girl dinner those shirts.
Yeah, whatever materials are left over. Girl dinner. I've just been calling everything girl dinner lately.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you have girl dinners? I feel like
I do.
I feel like you would eat girl dinners. Yeah, because you don't really like food.
Yeah.
So when you do, you have like a girl dinner.
I think I'd be like the Wolfgang Puck of girl dinner.
Really? So, okay, what's your girl dinner?
An avocado and 2 poached eggs.
That is so girl dinner of
right?
you. Yeah.
I take taco shells, like soft ones, and I put spinach and turkey and some sea salt.
Potter, that is fucked up.
Why?
Repeat again what you tell me you just did.
I make little wraps out of taco shells. I put
like
spinach.
A corn taco shell?
Yeah, like a fold, a rolly one.
Hard?
No, the soft one.
A tortilla?
Yeah, but a tiny one.
I'm
the
confused.
Taco. They make little, like a soft shell taco.
Okay, like a little tortilla.
Yeah, baby, like a taco one.
And then what do you do with it?
I put some spinach and some turkey and a little shredded cheese and some olive oil and sea salt.
That's it?
Yeah. And I eat like
both
four
Xavier
of them.
And Drew are looking at you like you just said something insane.
I eat like four of them.
Do you know about Drew's crazy diet?
No, what's Drew's crazy diet?
What? It's not that crazy.
I'm sorry to
out you.
He's a vegetarian.
Is it weird? Like mine?
No. I'm a vegetarian and I've never had meat before in my whole life. But I mean, I've just been on a diet right now where I basically just eat like a can of beans, half a dozen eggs, cottage cheese, and like a half bag of kale.
Yeah, that's meat. That's
you
like,
guys are fucking bonkers.
I used to,
we're trying to get jacked.
When I was poor, I also drink 600 beers a week. So
oh, nice.
That's why I am the way that I am and not jacked. And I often sleep. But
the girl dinner tortilla roll up.
That's the thing. I can get. I would be 400 pounds if I ate like these maniacs out there who are eating like Taco Bell every day or whatever they're doing. But I mean, it was just out of being poor. Like when I used to be poor, I would see how little money I could spend on food per week. And then I would buy things like that, a can of beans, two jalapenos.
A can of beans is giving depression.
A can of beans is pretty on sometimes.
Yeah. Wait, what kind? If I was going to buy a can of beans, I don't even know what kind I'd buy.
I might be white trash.
Bushes.
Yeah. Bushes, wow.
One time I auditioned.
Is that bad?
No. I usually, mine's a lot more sociopathic. I'll just do like plain, no salt, like black beans or kidney beans.
Oh, black beans. I was doing baked beans.
They got a nice tri blend at my local Ralph's.
What's a tri blend?
See, now that's upper crust.
Yeah,
that's right like there. A black bean, a kidney bean, and a garbanzo.
That's literally exactly what
it is. Is it the triple threat?
Yeah, it's a triple threat. Yeah.
I'm not that big on beans. I like baked beans because they're like basically that's candied junk beans. That's junk food. Yeah.
It's like sugar.
Dessert beans. Yeah.
But beans are supposed to be really good for you. There's this thing called like the bean diet. I think my roommate was telling me about the Google bean diet. All see right. what comes up. My roommate.
Can you eat just bean dip? Because that's
it's like yeah. It's like really dip. Healthy for you. There's people who live only off beans.
Do you want to know another girl dinner? This is like as snacky as I'll get.
See. The bean protocol. It's called the bean protocol.
The bean protocol.
It my like neighbor's on the bean protocol. She's telling me all about it.
Sounds like a suspense movie.
Can you lose weight on a bean diet?
I also buy that Fritos makes like a tiny little can of bean dip, and I buy a tiny little Fritos with it, and that's girl dinner sometimes.
That's a fun girl dinner.
Yeah.
That's a good, that one appealed to me more than that roll up.
What? It's just a taco wrap.
You're doing like a turkey sandwich and a taco.
I don't like, I'm not a bread guy. So
or is
I
it a flour tortilla?
A flour. I guess it's flour.
Yeah. Okay, that also changes things.
That's a wrap.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a wrap. Okay. I make it like a wrap, yeah.
I thought it was like a small corn tortilla from a taco truck.
Yeah, that's doing
but I do buy those. And you know what else I found? Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's makes an egg white wrap.
Oh, nice.
What?
Which is so good for the record.
It's just egg
white? Is it Trader Joe's? I don't know if it's Trader. I might have been, Bristol Farms folks, not Trader Joe's. I got these egg white ones.
Yeah, that seems more Bristol.
Yes, it was Bristol Farms. Bristol's and it was so
high
good
end
and
store,
so light.
Josh.
I know, that's why I couldn't maintain the lifestyle. Egg white wraps because it's like, what am I doing? I'm going to like, I have health insurance I have to pay for. I can't be buying egg white wraps.
But I feel like. This is just something I heard from someone who's making excuses, but the amount of money that you spend on food, you save at the doctor. Have you heard that?
I'm going to save at the doctor anyways. I don't even know why sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to get rid of this health insurance. I went
no,
so long without it, but
insurance.
I'm getting old. Yeah. I'm getting old.
So don't bring up the fact you're getting old.
Well, I just mean something's going to happen.
You said it sadly and
something's
in like
gonna
a
happen,
dark
though,
way.
Sooner than later, whereas
not
in my 20s.
Not something's going to happen.
Well, I mean, chances are.
That's very ominous of you to come on here and say something's going to happen. Otherwise, I cancel the health insurance.
Well, if I keep eating girl dinner the way that I am.
Like the Fritos.
Yeah. The Fritos isn't very often. I don't like chips. Sorry. I'm going to get it. I just was on Jason Ellis's podcast and he brought food up to me and I just was like. And he was like, this is weird.
That you don't like.
Girls don't like with girls that I've dated, get upset.
Yeah, because we're all fucked up and we have complexes. We're like, you don't want to eat with us?
Well, they'll get like McDonald's or something. The last girl I dated was like so fit. And this girl ate fast food like you wouldn't. But like it was like, maybe because she wasn't eating it at home. But with me, McDonald's Grubhub every day or DoorDash every day?
No, she would... DoorDash,
so it'd be
McDonald's?
Like we're talking, you know, $50 at McDonald's here.
Are you kidding?
But I don't care. You know, I'll buy any lady, any princess
DoorDashed?
Out there. And my any for my queen, I'll DoorDash a razor. I'll DoorDash anything.
Nuggets,
Nugs. Yeah, we would get a smorgasbord too. She'd get a Big Mac, nuggets. We'd go off.
Oh, a mukbang, if you will.
A mukbang for the McQueen.
For the what the fuck. Imagine DoorDashing McDonald's.
But I was like, we could DoorDash sushi or something.
Yeah.
And she just, I think it was like, with me, she was being bad or something and she could eat McDonald's. I don't know.
She was like, vacation energy.
Daddy bought the McDonald's.
The Mickey D's for his queen. What, like, would you get an apple pie?
I don't think so.
What's a specific person?
I'm not an apple. My mom was an apple pie.
I like how it comes in the box.
There's something neat about it.
Yeah.
It's tidy.
Yeah. It's contained.
It's British.
Yeah. There's something about it that makes you feel European. You're like, I'm having a hot pie.
I feel posh. I feel British.
I'm not a fat American. Yeah.
I'm in the streets of London, not in this Delta lounge.
Okay. What are your fast food go-tos?
I don't really. I feel like I've mentioned these. Subway, probably. Ugh. If I had to pick one, I don't know.
The scent of a Subway does something to me.
I get it to go.
You know when it's like...
I can't tell you the last time I stepped foot in a Subway.
Yeah. I would kind of like to, for old time's sake.
You want
that smell?
For a sense
of nostalgia. Quick hit of Subway.
Well, just go take a pass-through and then never wash the clothes you're wearing, and you'll have it for days to come.
They should make a Subway-flavored vape.
I bet there's a candle. Ew, a Subway-flavored vape?
Yeah.
What does it taste
the
like?
A trio.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Oh, I didn't even know that was an option.
Oh, it's good.
That's what you get?
Sometimes.
Interesting.
I don't really get things very often.
No, you're at home making your roll-ups.
I am lazy. I do get
hot girl dinner roll-ups.
Instacart, yeah. Not hot girl. It's just girl dinner. Come on.
Sorry. Well, it seemed hot girlish to me.
Hot girls eat like an almond.
Yeah, like an almond and like a little piece of chocolate that's dark.
A macaron.
Yes.
Or what is that? Macaroon.
Yeah, like a... There's something about those that are so fucking cute.
Yeah, I've never even... I've seen them and I go, I'm not going to like that.
You're wrong. I'll tell you what you are, and that's wrong.
I might be.
They hit. And they're like... There's something fun about them. They come in every color. Like, why wouldn't you want them?
I don't like things that are too rich. Her face.
Did you hear that deep sigh?
What's that?
They're like pistachio and rosewater.
Yeah, they have like pistachio, rosewater.
Okay, I'm not discounting that. I was just making that as more of a statement on desserts in general.
Mm. Okay, you're not a decadent guy.
I'll concede that I might enjoy one of those.
I like that you use the word concede.
Yeah. I yield the position. I'm macarons.
I concede. We're getting ready for Skankfest. Are you excited?
I'm like anxious.
That's how I feel too.
It's because I'm so excited, but it's like a little kid, like before they go to like camp or something.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Or like it's like Christmas or like Disneyland or like that's the same vibe.
Do you want to know? I mean, I talked about this in therapy quite often.
Yeah.
But it is like Christmas because like Christmas while it was happening, I would cry like at noon because it was going to end.
Same.
Isn't that fucking nuts? I was so happy that I'm like, this is going to end tonight.
I know. But isn't that what makes it better? Like if it was all the time, you would be like, oh, it's Christmas again.
That's what they say in therapy. But then you're always chasing that. I fear the coming home.
From Skankfest?
But I have like a week off so I can just like completely decompress, go back to jail October. And do push-ups and eat girl dinner, and then maybe, just maybe, I'll start to be like this guy.
You're going to do the bean trio. Kidney, black, and garbanzo. Nah. The triple threat.
I'm sticking with my turkey wraps.
I like wish you had the ingredients and we could try a turkey wrap.
I mean, I have the ingredients at home. I just listed them. I've said the recipe. It's not hard.
Not the roach roll up.
Yeah.
Guys, make a roach roll up and tag Potter.
It's just like I can eat the same thing all the time.
Not me.
You have to change it up. What's your house like? Do you have an oven?
I don't have a full oven.
So what do you do?
I have a little stove.
What's Sarah's girl dinner?
My girl dinner. Depends on the day. I mean, sometimes I'll make like organic ground beef and like spinach.
Oh, she's cooking.
And like a gluten-free pasta and like put it all together.
Like a goulash.
A goulash of sorts, if you will. Yeah.
Wow.
Or like I've been doing, this is the peak girl dinner of me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very indulgent. I'll go to Erewhon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get they have the cloud, the coconut cloud smoothie.
That's dinner?
That's a girl dinner.
That seems like you're like a fancy, healthy milkshake.
Yes.
And it's just, that's girl that's dinner. That is a girl dinner. Yeah.
That's peak girl dinner.
Yeah, liquid dinner. I wish there was equivalent. I think fruit would be, I wish there was like a savory version. Does that make sense?
Like of what?
Of like a shake.
They have like these meat sticks called chomps.
I've eaten. You know what I did one time? I bought like, I was on Tom's tour bus and he had these like organic Slim Jims. I don't know what the brand was. I couldn't remember the
brand.
Might
be chomps.
But they were so good and I was housing them and I was like, this is the only snack I would really want. So I bought like two boxes of them and that's like, I would eat like three in a day and I'd be like, I'm set. That was my girl dinner. Two, three, three Slim Jims. Yeah.
I'm like, should I say the word chomps again? It's chomps. Like it ends that's up being sponsored by the beef stick chomps.
Turns out those are dog treats and you just got mixed up in the aisles.
It does sound like the name of a dog treat.
My cousin used to be like, eat this dog treat. And I would just do it for like the LOLs.
Did
and
it
there
hit?
Was some that would like make me sick to my stomach. And then there was like a couple where you'd be like, it's just kind of like oats or whatever, you know?
I did try one of my dog's special cookies.
Because they were expensive. You had to know.
I was like, let me just... I took a bite and then put it in my mouth and then I spit it out. I just wanted to know what I was giving him.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good either.
What's supposed to be in it?
It was like oats and stuff too. Okay. It was like little dog cookies. And
I see. I thought this was a part of some sort of sick sex thing you were involved in with a leash. And you're like, I one day I just wanted to give it a whirl.
Just feeling like a good little pup today.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, it's like, eat the treat.
She goes full pup.
Full pup.
Oh, no. Can't go full pup. No, I was just high in my kitchen and my dog kept spitting out the treat and I was like, it doesn't look bad. Why do you keep spitting it out? So I tried.
Are they expensive?
Well, they were a gift.
Okay, I was going to say, because if you're buying like expensive like boutique, because there's these boutiques
that have.
They were
like nice, like baked from a dog bakery. Like they were nice.
A dog bakery, folks. Do you have that in Des Moines?
Nope.
Well, I'm saying that as it's a good thing for you out there in Des Moines.
Oh.
We shouldn't have those. A dog
Why?
Bakery? I know you like, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying
Why?
To be a negative Nelly. I know.
You are.
It's perfect.
They deserve it,
I'm
too.
I'm glad you
they
get
deserve,
to have, they deserve it,
They
too.
Deserve good treat.
You know what's funny is in small towns, they do actually have, like, these are the things taking up, like, Main Street USA now. It's like the dog bakery. It's like some rich girl.
Yeah, there's like a dog cafe. I mean, there's some dogs that live better than humans.
No, I 100% agree. We're not talking about it enough. And I think Bernie Sanders needs to start targeting not just the top 1%, but these dogs. Are they paying taxes? I don't think so.
No, they're living great lives. Some.
And they need to give back to society.
But it feels like there's no middle class with dogs either. There's either some dogs that are like living their best life, and then there's other dogs that like are
no, there's
abandoned
a middle class.
In crates.
No, there's a middle class. There's like a dog named Charlie who like lives in a one-bedroom apartment with a dude, and they play fetch at the park every week, and he like watches football with them on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds like kind of a nice life, though.
Yeah, no, it's good. Middle
so
class.
Middle class dogs do exist.
Yeah, and it's probably better than middle class regular life.
Yeah.
Oh, way better.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but you only get 10 years,
anything
but they're
above,
all good.
For a dog, anything above crate is better. Even dog who lives with a homeless guy in a box thinks it's pretty sick. That guy's still getting him food from the dumpster or whatever.
Is he?
He's, you know, maybe. Hopefully.
Well, these
in my scenario,
homeless people on the streets have Wi-Fi, so I'm sure they're finding ways to feed the damn dog.
Exactly, exactly.
I guess I would... I don't know. I think, you know what I would fuck with being just for like a day? A cat.
I'd love it.
There's no expectations.
Not a home, not a stray one though.
No, like a chasing. Rich indoor cat yes. that has like a scratching post and a whole little jungle gym. And I get annoyed with my owner and I leave and then I come back and I'm like, feed me.
I want to be a dog that's in a purse. And I yes. have my own little like dog room. And I get to go snuggle with my hot girl owner and just like be like, bury my nose. Oh, Scruffy, get out of there. Roachy, get out of there. And I'm like,
You're smelling her vagina. You know how dogs do that?
Yeah, of course.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, because they're
just if a dog comes
really
and puts your nose, like you don't know that, like it's a strange dog. You go to your friend's house and they just, you're wearing a skirt and a dog comes, puts their head up your crotch. Nothing's more awkward.
Yep. Hear that, Bernie Sanders? One percenters and they're Me Too'd.
Yep. Tell them.
Take them down.
Let them know.
I would love that. That would
try
be
this.
Life.
I know that you're like an anti-Pepsi person.
I've had Pepsi before.
But not Pepsi Zero. Have you?
Sure I have.
Oh.
You try just one, you try them all. All right.
It hits different. The Pepsi Zero, I'm not even really a Pepsi.
Tastes the same as all of them.
You couldn't even give me that. You couldn't even just let me have that.
Well, I will. If it means this much to you, I will.
I start crying.
I will yield again my position on Pepsi Zero. It's great. I'm glad. You know what it is? I'm glad you like it.
Thank you.
That's what I should have said all along.
If you were going to have a threesome with Disney princesses.
Oh, I get to have two?
Yeah.
Belle.
Belle for sure.
She's in.
She's
A1.
She's A1.
And then, you know.
But why? You think she's like kind of kinky because she fucked the bees?
No, Belle's the one that is like, she fits my, she's like, but she did fuck the bees. So that also, there is like my cuck mentality where I'd lose her to the athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like, or the big guy.
Well, she's just going to be one of two for the threesome.
I know, but I did make her the like one that I in my head just now in the scenario, the short lived moment it lived in my brain, I did make her my girlfriend in it. And then and then I was going to pick a tart as the third one that we'd have fun with.
Okay. So who's the third one?
And that's the one where I'm kind of, I mean, we could go. I was thinking maybe Ariel because she's, you know, a weirdo and a redhead. She's probably nuts. You know what I'm saying? She probably like.
What's
and
up
she
with
has,
her vagina?
And she swims a lot, so she probably can get down. No, you know, she has doesn't need to come up for air a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But what about.
You know what I'm saying? She's,
yeah. She can hold her breath. Yes.
For both me and Belle.
Yeah.
Because she's got to go down there too.
Yeah. But does she have a vagina?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do I get Belle legs or do
you
I get
mean
Belle
mermaid
fin?
Ariel legs.
Yes, excuse me, Ariel.
I don't know. This is.
I mean, you could put the, if you got to put the fin on her, we'll just use her for mouth stuff. That'll be fun too, you know?
The fin's just flapping around
off
in
the
bed.
Side of the bed, yeah. It'd be off the side.
What if it was just like
she's
dry?
In a tank.
What if her fin was dry? Would that be turned off?
Yeah.
Her dry
It's hard
fin.
And dry. Dried out. No, we'd use it probably. No, I'm just kidding. No, but if I'd have to get like a tank and put it next to the bed so she can just be like up like this on the side of it.
Whoa, water play by
She's
the bed.
Swimming underneath. Maybe we jump in, Belle.
Oh.
If she's not scared of water, I don't know. She's lived in that tiny town for so long. She might not.
She might not
water.
Know how to swim.
I'm going to take her to the Four Seasons. It's going to blow her mind. I mean, she's living in
Belle?
A fucking. Yeah. Even that castle's old and falling apart. I'm like, yeah, the clock doesn't talk here, but it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. At the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Actually, it can talk. Alexa.
Yeah. Showing Bella Alexa. Well, you can't pick Sleeping Beauty because that's ethically wrong.
Sleeping Beauty is She's my favorite asleep. Princess, like in a macro sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the sleeping part is not, she's not falling asleep. It's not like we're going to, I mean, that. There's one perky bitch who knows the ills of sleeping too long. I don't think she probably PTSD does not sleep much.
You think she's cured her narcolepsy?
I don't think she had. She didn't have narcolepsy. She was poisoned.
Oh,
it was a spell or what have you, right? Poison
yeah, no,
or a
you're
spell.
Right, you're right. You're
so
right.
So I'm thinking every time she goes to sleep, what if?
None of.
So now she's laying up awake every night.
What if she's a cokehead now?
I have to like hold her and be like, it's okay, close your eyes.
No, not you fantasizing about holding
her. The evil witch is dead. We killed her. No one can put the spell on you anymore. What if there's another spell person? She gets all freaked out every night.
Dude, you have to She's talk shaking. Sleeping Beauty off ledges every
That's
day.
That's the kind of girl I like a fixer, you know? I'm like,
oh, no, I know. I like a fixer myself.
It's okay, babe. I'm here.
What is that? I have that issue too. I'm like, oh, if I just changed this person who they are, then well, they would work out.
No, it's like, if I, it's not even change. Well, you're trying, you're a changer. You're not a fixer.
I don't know what I am. I'm single is what I am, Potter.
The world is tough and I'm like, I'm trying to like, be like, I'll take care of you.
Like a hero.
Yes. And it's because, I know exactly why.
Oh, he's in therapy. Why?
It's because I am so self-loathing that it's nice when a difficult woman chooses me.
Mm. Yeah. That's, how do you...
How do I fix it? I haven't figured that part out yet.
Because it's unconscious to some degree too, right?
Well, it's also like kind of what scratches my itch, you know, when it comes to like being attracted to somebody.
Yeah, the things that make you attracted to somebody aren't necessarily the best recipes for relationships.
Right.
That's what's fucked up.
And it's not even take care of in terms of like anything other than just like, you know, loving them or whatever either. It's not like I'm not trying to be like, I'm going to fight for you and all this stuff. I mean, sure, whatever. But like,
you're not going to hold a boombox outside?
I mean, that's the kind of shit I am talking about.
Actually. That is? Yeah. That's romantic.
I'd hold a boombox outside and then I'd get a pew weep, sir.
No.
Drop the boombox. Turn it off.
What song are you going to play on the boombox?
Oh my God. That's a question. I don't know. It's whatever. It would have to, it's a case by case thing. I can't, there's no simulation to make me be able to put my head in that moment.
Really?
To pick the song.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought for sure you would have a song.
No, singing. There's no, I mean, who's the girl?
I want to dance with somebody by Whitney Houston.
That's not a song you put in the boombox.
Oh,
there.
See, I knew you would have an opinion.
No, there's definitely no's.
Oh, Coldplay?
Coldplay, Fix You. That would be bad. That's the one where like, that, bee whip. Sir, we're going to need you to turn the boombox off. Come on over here.
I will try. That song is rough. I was going to try to sing it, and then I was like, let's just not.
Yeah, but there's so many times that you hear it in an elevator or at a Gap where you just go, this isn't so emotional anymore.
Yeah, sometimes if you hear
it, yeah.
Going to a Gap, that appeals to me.
I like a Gap.
I haven't been in a minute.
I've gone a couple times post-pandemic, like while on the road, you know, you're just kind of like staying near a thing, a mall or whatever, and I go in a mall, and it gives me new life. I haven't had that sort of, and that's sad what's happened to these malls, some of them.
It is.
But then there's some lively ones where you go in and you're like, man, is this the 80s again?
Yeah, I love a lively mall.
Yeah,
that's where I want to dance with somebody's favorite way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah, no, I mean.
A lively mall. People watching a Wetzel's pretzel. I'm looking here. I'm looking there. I'm picking up a lipstick from Sephora.
Yes.
You know? And that's.
Yes. You like bopping around the stores.
Oh, I love bopping
looking
around the stores.
Oh, my God.
I think about bopping around the stores when I'm not at the stores.
Do you like an outside mall or an inside mall?
I like both. I like the outside mall in Century City. Mm-hmm. That mall.
Uh-oh.
You got to be careful at that mall, sweetie.
That's
you
an
get
outside?
There, next thing you know, you spend $500 and you say, wait, I just came for one thing.
I like the malls that are like airplane hangars when you pull up to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that JCPenney's going to be on one end, Sears is going to be at the other, and there's like floors.
Sometimes I walk them all for my steps.
You smell the oxygen they're pumping in. You walk them all for your steps? That's good.
I'll be like, I got to get my steps in. Maybe I'll just go to the mall.
Have you been to a real dystopian looking mall recently?
Yes. Well, it makes me sad because the mall that I grew up going to has gone downhill. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I start crying. It's it's a Valley Girl meltdown.
I walk through and I go, what happened?
Not looking too good lately.
It makes me feel like I've been in a coma or something and I'm coming out of it and I go, what happened?
I know. And like some of the stores, I'm like, because everyone was ordering shit online.
Yes. There's a mall back home that I used to go to as a kid all the time. I'd buy video games. It was popping off. And then I went back just recently when I was home and it's like Etsy came to life. In a mall. I mean, the stores are like Jeff's Plates or whatever, and it's just like garage sales happening inside these things. It's crazy.
No.
It's wild. And people are just like, some woman's like making t-shirts or something, and she's like, yeah, I'm selling my t-shirts I make. And you're like, in the mall?
No.
This was a fucking Hot Topic 10 years ago, but everything's gone. And you walk through it and you're like, this used to be my playground. And then just as dark.
A tear
it's dystopian.
I used to work at Abercrombie.
See, I'd love them all with an Abercrombie where all the girls are. I used to think in my head, I'd go, I should apply just to see what they say. I thought it would just be a funny social experiment. My buddy Brent worked at a Hollister.
Oh, yeah. Hollister was fun.
But he looked like a Hollister.
Yeah. Was he wearing like puka shells and he was shirtless?
Pretty much. I could go Spencer's Gifts or Hot Topic. Those were my places, or the video game store.
Okay.
Never worked retail, though. I do regret it sometimes.
Do you know about how I was a Hot Topic model for a day?
For one day?
Yeah.
Where were you displayed?
I was, it was for their website.
And by the way, it makes complete sense.
Modeled a Pikachu hat.
Oh, like that? You were one of those?
Yeah. They're like, come Sarah, to Commerce for the day. We'll pay you $100. I was like, be right there.
We can't put Asian girls in the Pikachu hat anymore, Sarah. So we're going to hire a white girl and come on in.
Yeah. So I went down to Commerce to the Hot Topic, like, epicenter.
They have it here?
They did. I don't know if it's still there. This was like 10 or 12 years ago. And Jesus. I went to like the corporate Hot Topic office and it was fun.
So it was just the Pikachu hat?
It was a few other embarrassing hats.
Were you
as
like
well.
Wednesday Addams? Were you dressed like her?
Kind of. It was just like me and I was just like wearing this hat. They're like, all right, cool. Now turn to the side. I'm like,
is it on the Pikachu hat?
What?
I wonder. Were you the person on the Pikachu hat?
Oh, no. I think I just was the website model.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'll try to find the picture.
Okay.
Shanky's Pikachu days. You know, I try to put it behind me. But
I mean, that should be on Patreon. You should get a whole onesie.
Pikachu?
Yeah.
People are
You could
into
do
that?
A whole series of Pokemons. Got to catch them all on the Patreon.
Oh.
Catch all the... We got a Charmander Shank... I can't name them all.
That's the only one that I know, too, besides Pikachu.
Yes.
Jigglypuff's not a Pokemon.
We're not doing a Snorlax Shank.
Snorlax Shank?
Yeah, Shanklax.
A Shankless? Should I start doing costumes on my Patreon?
I don't know. What the hell are you doing on there now?
What aren't I doing on there now?
Oh, you got a whole content house?
You have a hub of content happening.
I think if you had some cosplay...
That'll go off. Just a dash of cosplay
just
on the Patreon.
Here and there. Halloween's coming. She likes outfits.
She does. I might be Sailor Moon.
Whoa. Okay.
That's fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're going to dye your hair?
No. You know how I've been back and forth about dyeing my hair. I was like, I'm dyeing my hair red for Skankfest. And then I was like, I polled my family and they said no.
You polled the internet?
I pulled the internet.
What'd the internet say?
The internet said yes.
Yeah, the internet wants the change. They're like, we want red. That's why I thought blonde was a natural. Halloween's coming. You're like, well, this is an easy excuse.
To go blonde?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid.
Have you
ever
done straight up like blonde?
Like platinum blonde?
Yeah.
No.
I used to get the old tips.
Oh, you used to ice out your tips?
Yeah, I had an identity crisis before eighth grade, and I would wear, like, polo shirts and slacks, and I would have the frosted tips.
Oh, no, you had nice. Frosted.
Like Guy Fieri, like a little guy?
Well, like, it was, see, in my day, kids, it was Backstreet Boys or, like, NSYNC, you know, like they were doing. Yeah. That was the it style, okay?
Yes.
Guy Fieri is just a relic of when we were...
At the prime
yes.
boy band
We're talking
time.
2003.
Yeah.
Maybe even earlier. Late 90s, actually. Where, like, Seth Green's frosting his tips.
Oh, my God. Dang. Seth Green, what a throwback. That was so visceral.
Go
for
watch
me.
10 Things I Hate About You and tell me how many frosted tips you see.
It's nothing but
Not
10
Things
tips.
I Hate About You. I'm sorry. Can't hardly wait.
Okay, there used to be this spray called Sun-In, and you put it in your hair, and it's supposed to make it blonde, but it just made mine orange.
Yeah.
I was so sad. Well, I was like, I thought I was going to be blonde, and now I just have orange hair.
Dark-haired people can't do the Sun-In. It's for, like...
Blondes.
Brown hair, blonde people.
Yeah.
Or, like, light brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister could do that, and her hair would turn, like, yellow, and it's, like, crazy. I was like, we're the same, like, family. She would also tan. She'd look like, you know, super tan, and I'd get, like, burned. I'm, like, peeling.
I used to have a tanning addiction.
My mother's Scottish skin. What's that? A tanning addiction?
Yeah, did
In
you
the
know?
Beds?
Yes.
My parents
in those little coffins.
Yeah, my dad had one of those.
No.
He would go every day.
I would go every day too.
He's from Africa, though, my father. He was born in Africa.
My mom's Puerto Rican. I got dark. I would look like a light-skinned black chick when I went to college. It was just like, because I tanned so much. And I would get spray tanned too.
Jesus.
Yeah, I went to...
Were you like Ariana Grande? Where it was, people are like, what color is
it? It was giving Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, no. What's happening?
She's appropriating culture.
Yeah, and I lived in Orange County and I would tan like so much and then I would get hot pink nails. And I'm that's the look.
Your addiction was problematic.
Yeah.
It was going to get you canceled.
Wasn't blackface. I was just very tan.
I have never seen a tan Sarah picture. Is this from high school?
From college.
Oh, college.
Do you think I should pull one up?
You should go TBT.
Of course.
Where's my phone?
A flashback shank pic.
I think it's on the couch over here. I got to pull up my Facebook account. You know when you're pulling up your Facebook account?
Oh, my God. Every now and then my friend Chris will send me a pic from like that his mom will find in like an album or something. And it's like me with the longest emo hair and like a goatee and like... I've got like a Linkin Park shirt on and I'm like, man, I was good looking and I didn't even know it.
Same.
I was like a fucking virgin. I was walking around.
Yeah. When you look back at the other
girls
picture,
don't like me.
I was like, I'm fat. And then I was like, no, I'm not looking back.
Yeah.
I was like, I looked actually great. Just had a really bad tanning problem. Let's see if I can find it. I haven't been on Facebook in so far.
Bad tanning problem.
Addiction, if you will.
How often would you spend in there?
I would spend like 4 days a week. I went, okay, for my speech class, for my speech final, you had to give a whole speech about, I don't know. Mine was all about tanning.
And
I killed it. And for the final, I brought everyone a blue Jolly Rancher because that's what they used to give me at the tanning salon. I was like, I want you guys to have the tanning salon experience.
Oh my God. And so how much money did, well, so how, again, how long, 4 days a week, how long are you in there?
Like probably like 40 minutes.
How long all told, you walk into the sand tanning place, and by the way,
and
they used to have those.
It smells bad in there.
What was the
like,
name of the place?
Well, there's one called Suntans To Go.
Okay.
That still exists. The other one I don't remember the name of that I went to all the time in college.
There was a chain in Buffalo for a long time where they were like Starbucks. They were just everywhere. Because this was like a fad.
Yeah, it was definitely a fad.
And my father would have a membership. But all told, you'd walk in, you get your bed, you leave. What, you have to take the lotion off your skin and all that shit. But like, so what is it, an hour?
Yeah, it's like an hour.
So 4 hours a week, how much does it cost?
I feel like $25 each
a
time.
A sesh?
It's $100.
But did you get a membership or something like
of
that?
Of course I got a membership.
So per month, what are you paying?
I don't know.
You
like
can
at
say.
Least $100 a month. I'm trying to find the tan photos. Okay, here you can kind of see. Hold on.
So what made you stop?
My mom was like, you're going to get wrinkles. She
the wrinkles scared
the
you
wrinkles
more.
Scared
straight folks. Sometimes
you want to
yeah,
know what else my mom
addict.
Did to me when I was a kid? I used to suck my thumb, and there was this girl in ballet who had really buck teeth. My mom said, "Do you see that girl? You see her teeth are like that? If you don't stop sucking your thumb, your teeth are gonna look like that."
What?
And they were like hanging out of her mouth like this. And
God,
I was
your
like,
mom's smart that she knows that you would give in to the fear of vanity. You know what I mean?
And then I was like, I don't teeth to look like that, and she's like, well, then you better stop,
because you could have been two clicks in your brain away from being tan mom if like the wrinkles didn't bother you. If you were just like, I'll just get lotion, you could have been like tan mom today.
No, I know, I'm lucky I put a stop to it. I'm trying to find the most tan photo of myself.
Yeah, my mom couldn't appeal to me with fear of vanity.
She couldn't.
No, I mean, I'd be like, whatever. <My teeth. laughs> Who cares?
Okay, wait, I'm like, not, I don't even know.
She's trying to find the proper, she's deep in tan, but she's like, I gotta see the perfect one to show. Because we're gonna put it up on the big screen.
You can kind of see her tan.
Whoa, that doesn't even look like you.
It's a different person.
That doesn't even look like you. Are you kidding me? Lordy.
I've lived many lives.
How old are you there? College?
Yeah, college.
You look like a different person. like the same age though. I mean, it's not even like you've ate. That's not you. That's crazy.
It doesn't look like what? Me.
No. I don't know if it's your hair too.
My hair used to be dark. You can kind of see, like, look at how orange I am.
That does not look like you at
it
all.
It doesn't?
No. That looks like a different human being.
Okay, well, that's crazy. Okay, hold on here. Here you can see this is peak.
That one looks more like you.
That's peak tan.
That's peak tan? The other ones seem tanner. That's crazy.
I'll send them to Drew.
The other ones were crazy. I'm like, that's you? That's fucking nuts.
I've lived many lifetimes.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my head, I look like that. What is that? Dysmorphia?
No, I mean, I got to tell you, I've been every now and then I'll walk by a mirror and I'll go, huh. You know, yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah. I'm like, God damn, man. I'm looking at myself like, am I an interstellar? How did I not know this was happening to me? Did I just like get back to Earth and like I have a 15-year-old kid all of a sudden?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Aging is crazy.
Mine's not, my phone's not even near me. I was going to say, I'll show you one of mine if you want, but they're not as hard to find.
It.
I'll text it to you.
So we can put it in the pod.
Yeah.
Dude. But do you think that's what's going to happen in like 10 years? We're going to look back and be like,
I'm like, did I hit bottom? But every now and then I walk.
Did I hit bottom?
I'm walking around where I go, if a person who was 20 years old or something like that saw me, they'd be like, they'd call me an old man. Somebody did do that recently.
Who?
A girl out with everybody was like, said something to the point where like, called me a middle-aged man.
Oh, no.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, you're not wrong, but yeah, oh my lord, no. That sucked to hear.
Yeah.
Because it's like not too far away that I was, you know, fucking girls who were 22, you know, and now all of a sudden it's like that window's closed.
And they got to be 23.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just keeps racking up a little bit. There was a point where I was like, 22-year-olds love me. That was like 6 years ago. And now I'm like, 27-year-olds love me. It's the same ones.
My phone dropped.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I was like, what was that? As though I just didn't have it. Okay.
So, yeah, well, that's wild. I mean, glad you've lost your tanning addiction.
I was a junkie. When I went to high school, my date was Indian and I was tanner than him. Oh, at prom. You could just see like the whites of my eyes and my teeth.
When you went over to his house, they were the parents were the parents like,
he found
thank one. God you got one of us.
Indian. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did you get your race mixed at all? Were
no.
people well, coming people, up to you and they were like, take you out. And you're like,
when I was at the college I went to, Chapman, everyone was really blonde and I was like really tan and had dark hair. And I felt like I was a different culture than everyone else.
You did resemble someone who I would be like Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
But you are.
Yeah, I am.
So that's kind of like you just went into that one.
Yeah.
That side of things.
I have many layers. Sometimes I'm a Jew, sometimes I'm a Rican, I'm a German. You know what I mean? Like, what's my vibe?
She's
Irish.
A chameleon, folks. She
Irish,
can blend
too.
In anywhere. Yeah, you could do that.
Have you been to Ireland?
Yes.
Was it cool?
I only got to be there for like 18 hours because I was doing shows. And I had fun. We went to a bar. You know, that's what I do when I go places.
I
it reminded me of Boston.
It did?
Well, just
because everything's Irish.
Yeah, and it was like I was in a pub. I was like, these Bostonians talk funny.
Well, that's our podcast.
Yes. I'm sorry. You have to go to the bathroom.
I have to pee. Yes. Where can people find you? Where can they buy the merch?
JoshPotterMerch.com. JoshPotterMerch.com. Just go there and buy a shirt. That's all I care about right now.
Any shows?
Selling these shirts. I've got lots of shows coming up October 20th and 21st, Pottstown, PA, and Soul Joel's. I'm going to be October 26th, San Fran, Cobb's Comedy Club. I hope a lot of people come to that. So that's happening. And the 29th of October, I'm going to be in Seattle. So get tickets to all those things, please.
Hell yeah. And then what day does the Potter Show come out?
Every Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Same day as this.
Yes. And then also October 8th, we're doing the Nightcap.
Oh yeah, this has come out before. I forgot about that. We're doing that
yeah,
together.
Yeah, this comes out next week.
Awesome.
So on October 8th.
This Sunday then.
It's going to be so fun. It's the Post-It Show where you pick a post-it off the wall, and then you have to riff based on what's on the post-it.
Jason Ellis, Jamar Neighbors, Allie Colbert, you, moi.
It's going to be fun. Get tickets, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about us, and us meaning the Shank Show. And we'll see you next week, guys. Buy some merch. Bye.